Unit 41. Recording 53. Speaker 1.
Obviously, it's not just the fuel situation that's worrying us. We know the whole economy's in a mess. One or two friends lost their jobs already and couldn't keep up their mortgage repayments and have had to move out of their homes. But I think what's hit my family the hardest in the last few years is the increase in the price of fuel of all kinds. You know, from running the family automobile to keeping the house heated during the winter months. I guess here in the States, we've never had to worry over much about the cost of gas. Now, all of a sudden, we're beginning to realize that it's not going to last forever. We're having to import oil from other places. That's one of the reasons prices are going up so fast. What this all means to us, as a family, is that we're having to generally keep a check on our spending. You know, using our car less, going by bus or train if we can. Like, I don't drive to work anymore. Getting stuck in those early morning jams turned out real expensive.
Speaker 2.
For us, it has to be the cost of putting the kids through higher education. Here, people finance their college fees through debt these days, but loans are not as easy to come by as they were a few years ago. It's well known that college fees are going up at an alarming rate. I read an article the other week which said that in the near future, college education may become unaffordable to many American families. It's not just the fees, it's the accommodation, food, books. Both of our boys are at college. One graduates next year. Our youngest son, Jake, still has 2 years to go. They both do a few hours part-time work a week to help with their living costs. For the moment, we can afford it. But if the general economic situation goes on getting worse, who knows what may happen? Some of our friends are already getting jumpy and talking about taking their kids out of college. We're not quite at that stage yet, but if my husband or I got laid off, what then? We don't think it's very likely, but these are strange times. You get the feeling that with the economy in freefall, anything could happen.